the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for Friday, October 22nd. In the headlines, the ICU League celebrated its 73rd anniversary on Thursday, and DCSLL President Lorena Vidal Telemark says Dominica credit unions have grown over the years to over $900 million in assets and over 80,500 members. Antigua has affirmed that all teachers returning to the classroom are to be fully vaccinated. All restaurants offering dining-in services are to have all staff fully vaccinated and all customers fully vaccinated as well. And some first responders, including police officers and firefighters in Los Angeles, may have chosen to resign over vaccine mandates, while New York announces a new vaccine requirement affecting police officers. The news is brought to you compliments, Quartz Dominica Limited.
Wear designer brands like a boss this month with the Stylicious campaign only at Quartz Optical. Beginning October 18th, buy two pairs of glasses from only $499. Plus, this month, as we are celebrating World Sight Day, children under 12 get a free pair of Brighter View frames. No cash, no problem. Shop with Ready Finance and pay $0 for 90 days. Make an appointment online today at quartzoptical.com and ask about our free eye exam. Step out in style with your new pair of eyewear only from Quartz Optical. Terms and conditions apply. Optical, value you can see.
The 73rd anniversary of the International Credit Union League has celebrated on Thursday. President of the Dominica Cooperative Societies League Limited, Lorena Vidal Telemark, says of support of the community, credit unions in Dominica have grown over the years to over $900 million in assets and over 80,500 members. International Credit Union Day was observed under the theme Building Financial Health for Brighter Tomorrow.
We hope to continue growing with our community. In the spirit of this International Credit Union Day, let us look beyond our local community to recognize credit unions for the important role they play in many urban and rural areas. Many people would not have been able to afford their own homes, to start new businesses, or to attend school without the help of their credit unions. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to challenge the financial well-being of credit union members around the globe. That is why we see building financial help for a brighter tomorrow as much more than a theme. It is the fulfillment of our global credit union mission.
President of the Dominica Cooperative Societies League Limited, Lorena Vidal Telemark. The Dominica Football Association has awarded six student footballers $2,000 scholarships to attend secondary school. President of the DFA, Glenn Atien, says the organization is playing its part in supporting the development of people, and this marks a very important occasion.
Today is a very important day for us as we reach out to six students who have been involved in our programs. They all will receive a scholarship in the amount of $2,000. The financial contribution should go a long way in helping them secure the essentials for a successful school year. This scholarship will be further extended to them as they get promoted yearly through their secondary school journey. I would like at this time to congratulate every one of you on your selection for this DFA scholarship. Parents, please ensure that you put this money into good use. We encourage you, the student, to work hard at school and to be as diligent as you have been in the past. Please know that you will forfeit that scholarship if you repeat any class, thus denying yourself and your parents of this much coveted gesture. A good education signals a good future for you and your family. I want to wish every one of you the best in your educational journey. Work hard and be the best student you can be.
DFA President Glenn Atien. Addressing the media this morning, Dunstan Maggie Peters confirmed that he was voted out by the executive and members of the Dominica Amateur Basketball Association, DABA, by 15-0 votes, and he was happy that the process was democratic and fair. The new DABA president is Peter Ricketts. Donnie Robinson has been elected to serve as vice president, and Jerry Williams as general secretary.
I'm actually very happy for everything went just as I wanted it to go. I'm very, very happy for that. What I want them to know is, see how the democracy works? This is how democracy works. And I respect democracy. Everybody came out and they performed their democratic right to vote out somebody they wasn't in favor with. They didn't feel like it wasn't a good job. All they feel was bringing the thing in the disrepute. Check it. So I'm happy that they came out and they exercised their constitutional rights to vote. So now, the volley that at the helm of the country, now the volley all of our morning, all of us crying, all the poor people and them begging, and I hope now we see how it works, eh? So they will not have a problem if when people exercise their democratic rights to put a vote of no confidence in them man, as people that mismanaging all of our country, mismanaging all of our funds or resources. Check it. And that's what I'm standing behind and fighting for, to free and liberate our people of Dominica. So I'm glad it go like that. So they see and understand how it works. So don't tell me about me and my group encouraging people to remove a constitutionally elected government. Same thing happened tonight there. There's no difference. So, merci beaucoup.
Former DABA President Dunstan Maggie Peters. President of the Dominica Cancer Society, Yvonne Alexander, explains the reasons for the postponement of its cancer walk, which is a major annual event in Dominica and helps in raising the awareness of the dangers of cancer as well as the healthy habits to be adopted. In Dominica, October is recognized as Cancer Awareness Month.
Dominica Cancer Society was in the habit of having this annual walk for cancer. The last walk was in 2019. Thank God COVID had not yet arrived and we were able to do the walk, and we saw the walk growing from strength to strength every year. Unfortunately, in 2020, COVID was with us, and on the advice of the Ministry of Health, we had to do a drive for cancer. It was the first drive. We had a few little things there that we saw we could have done better, and we were coming out like with guns blazing, so to speak, this year. We had already, our planning was very well advanced, and here we had these spikes, like this second and third wave almost of COVID, and we've had to postpone. So we've postponed. We have the t-shirts are still available for sale. So this major fundraiser has been postponed and public awareness campaign, but we must, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here, and we must continue to raise awareness. And so this is why we are on the radio, we are on social media, we are all over the place reminding people.
President of the Dominica Cancer Society, Yvonne Alexander. Dominica's ambassador to the United Nations, Lauren Bannis Roberts, says Dominica has increased the number of countries it has diplomatic relations with. She states that from the commencement of this year, Dominica has built ties with 16 additional countries, saying that she is very satisfied. She was speaking in an interview on state-owned DBS Radio.
So we've done very well. As you know, we hosted the C24 meeting in Dominica. It was the first meeting that was held in August. It was the first meeting outside of the UN. And I can say to you that the reviews are raving. Persons really did not expect that level of accommodation and the facility and actually the warmth of the Dominican people. Dominica is well known at the United Nations, and I can say to you, maybe we were small, but we are no longer small at the United Nations. We are looking forward to strengthening and establishing more relations with the countries. I think we are now at 148, so we are climbing at a rapid pace to the 193. So we are doing well. We are really doing well, and I think this speaks volume for the leadership of the country.
Dominica's ambassador to the UN, Lauren Bannis Roberts. Coordinator of Dominica's Geothermal Development Program, Vince Henderson, has reported that Ormat, an Israeli-American company, will construct Dominica's geothermal plant in the Rosa Valley area. He says ACE Engineering has, for the last several months, been preparing the site and making all the necessary arrangements so that a rig could be brought in for the drilling of two new wells. He says the contract is waiting execution and the contractor has been approved. He was also speaking in an interview with DBS Radio.
We're hoping that Iceland drilling will be on island in the coming months. Rig currently is all the way in Kenya, so that will take us at least a couple months to get it to Dominica. So, but we're hoping that in the beginning of the new year we can actually see them on island, and if before that we would be happy. But realistically, we are closing our negotiations with our partners, We have identified an EPC contractor to actually construct the plant. So OMAT, which is an Israeli company, Israeli-American company, will be constructing the plant, and we are negotiating the final details of the EPC contract in terms of the technical designs that has been confirmed. The civil works team was on site recently to ensure the positioning of the plant and to minimize the costs, because you know it's a lot of work to be done, especially earthworks is a significant cost. So we had them on site and we did a few visits in the last couple of months, and we're hoping that they too will be on the ground in the earlier part of next year. We have been delayed, admittedly, because there were some issues that we were resolving, contractual issues, legal issues, have cost us a significant amount of time and money because we've had to engage new legal counsel. Fortunately for us, as I said, we are nearing the conclusion of those agreements.
Coordinator of Dominica's Geothermal Development Program, Vince Henderson. Acting Chief Cultural Officer Olson Matthew says this year's cultural gala entails a perfect blend of the traditional and contemporary aspects of Dominica's culture. Matthew says the National Cultural Gala has been that one event that brings everyone together. The event is slated for November 3rd and will take place virtually this year.
So you have the Jinping, Bele, Kot, mouth organ, choral speech, hand drumming, and so much more. But this year we're taking it a step further, incorporating our contemporary artists with these traditional art forms. So you will see artists like Mr. Benji, backed by a drum in Assam, Telly, accompanied by Jinping with creative dance, Mikkel Henderson doing Sasa Yesa, and Carlin XP doing, well, what has made us so popular for the past year. Another new attraction to the gala is that we will take the spiritual segment to a new height with a herbal bath ceremony performed by our indigenous people, the Kalinago. This year, you might have noticed that we're making an effort to get everyone involved, all ages, all backgrounds, all religions, all classes. We just want to use culture as a tool or a vehicle to bring people together.
Acting Chief Cultural Officer Olson Matthew. And in response to yesterday's issue of viewing a dead body at the Northeastern Funeral Association, where a family was unable to view the body of the mother who died of infection from exposure to the COVID-19 virus, trauma surgeon Dr. Dale Dangleben says this should never have happened, as in this circumstance, there are ways which would allow the family to view the body, get closure, and maintain safety measures to avoid exposure to COVID-19.
So I'm listening to Latricia, and my heart really breaks for her and her family. You know, this is heartbreaking. This should never happen. This should never happen. We've lost our humanity. We've lost our empathy. Dominica is now a country of apathy, a country where we don't care, and people are just doing things willy-nilly. It needs to stop. It really, really needs to stop, man. When a Dominican is going to wake up and start this process of taking back the country, even disrespecting the dead, is that what we do to our family, our citizens, our loved ones, our ancestry?
In other news, the Antigua Cabinet has affirmed its previous decision governing COVID-19 protocols in schools, restaurants, and at the beach. All teachers returning to the classroom are to be fully vaccinated. All restaurants offering dining-in services are required to have all staff fully vaccinated and all customers fully vaccinated as well. They are to request evidence that those persons are vaccinated. Picnics and clustering at the beach are strictly prohibited at this time and will likely end when more people are vaccinated, the infection rates decrease further, and herd immunity is achieved. And there are some major developments on the vaccine front, as vocal groups of responders are pushing back against vaccine mandates and leaving the workforce instead. Protest has been seen in Los Angeles over a mandate for city workers. Elsewhere, some police officers and firefighters have chosen to resign. And New York just announced a new vaccine requirement affecting police officers. Jeff Pegas has the latest.
That announcement made by the mayor of New York City likely sparking the kind of debate that we've seen in other cities over this issue, because how firefighters and officers respond to these mandates could ultimately determine how quickly they get to the scenes of emergencies.
Late yesterday, Seattle police officers and firefighters walked up City Hall steps to turn in their boots. They refused to comply with a state mandate to get vaccinated.
I'm wrapping up my last shift after 20 years.
In Spokane, Tim Archer gave up his job.
I'll be fired tonight by the city of Spokane.
He also refused to get vaccinated.
Why didn't you comply?
I really felt like this is in violation of the civil rights that God has given us.
There has been a wave of resignations and firings in fire and police departments across the country. Los Angeles Fire reports that there have been at least 241 separations from the department. Baltimore's police department is down 279 officers. And in the last couple of years, Seattle police had more than 300 officers separate from the department. In Massachusetts, the state police union president is threatening that at least 150 state police will resign. What kind of impact could this have?
We'll have slower responses. There'll be case backlogs, processing of evidence, everything from house calls to an alarm burglary call.
I just haven't seen the data to support that.
But that's not what's playing out in some cities like Chicago, where a mandate is already in place. Only 21 sworn officers and civilian workers are not being paid for failing to comply, and that's out of 13,000 on the workforce. 8 out of 10 are vaccinated.
Officers have come to work. We've been fully staffed. There hasn't been a shift that's been short. There hasn't been this 30, 40, 50% shortage that I've heard from various sources.
In the midst of this very heated debate, it is worth noting that there are still ongoing challenges related to the pandemic for officers on the front lines. In fact, according to the Officer Dow Memorial page, COVID remains the leading cause of death for police officers, nearly 5 times higher than the number killed by gunfire.
And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. The ICU League is celebrated its 73rd anniversary on Thursday. And DCSNL President Lorena Vidal-Telemark says the Dominica credit unions have grown over the years to over $900 million in assets and over 80,000 members. Antigua has affirmed that all teachers returning to the classroom are to be fully vaccinated. All restaurants offering dining and services are to have all staff fully vaccinated and all customers fully vaccinated as well. And some first responders, including police officers and firefighters in Los Angeles, may have chosen to resign over vaccine mandates, while New York announces a new vaccine requirement affecting police officers. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour news, as it happens.